Thank you.
Zos Omeres. Okay, what the Zos is going to take us most of an hour until the Gemara bothers to explain. But obviously he understands from our Mishnah that if two people would have picked up the talus together, they would be kone. Okay, how he gets that from our Mishnah is not Pshuto Shal Mishnah, is a Diuk, based on the Gemara later on. So Zos Omeres, HaMagbiyam Atzila Chavir, Rakana Chavir. This is really Machlokas later on. In Daf Tesem and Beis to Daf Yudam and Aleph, and the Iker issue of my Bumatzil Chaver Kana Chaver, I want to leave mostly till we get to that sugya. So we'll be able to talk about that sugya in its place. So let's just, by way of a little background of a sugya that we're not getting into now, is what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana according to Rami Bar Chama? And we see by the Agav that a lot of people hold like Rami Bar Chama. It seems to be Rabbi Yochanan says that at the end of the sugya, later on, Dat Yodam and Aleph Tosos later on points out that even Rav, who argues here on the theoretical intellectual level, really agrees with him, La Halacha. So Rami Bar Chama definitely wins the day, La Halacha. The Havmiya, what's the Havmiya? Bimitzil Chavir should not be Kona Chavira. So we have a principle that Tofes Labalcha, Makam Shechav Lacherim, Lo Kona. If I grab something for my friend in a way that's detrimental to others, it doesn't work. What's the case of Balchov? Some guy is, gets a little complicated normally in bankruptcy court. The guy declares bankruptcy, there's special rules for who gets his assets. It's not just whoever grabs it. But there are certain rare cases in halacha where, and in halacha also there are rules in bankruptcy court. It's not just whoever grabs it. There are certain rare cases where it's whoever grabs it, specifically in cases of metaltolin. A guy dies, leaves his metaltolin in the street, and he's in debt more than he leaves proper real assets to pay. So whoever grabs it gets it. So let's say he owes my brother money. I grab it for my brother. But all the other creditors lose out because there's not enough to go around, so that doesn't work. That's the principle that I can take something for my friend if other people will lose out. So, the Havmin is my Bia Metzila Chaveiro Kana Chaveiro. The one Shita is that likewise, I can't take a talus off the street for my friend because everyone else is losing out. So, Rami Bar Chama says, no. See from here that a debt collection I can't take from my friend to make other people lose. But a metzia I can take from my friend to make even though other people are going to lose. That's the principle of Rami Bar Chama. In a metzia, anyone's allowed to pick it up for anyone. Why is a metzia better than debt collection? So there are two days in the Rishonim. Did I mention them here? Svaras Rami Bar Chama. What are the two days in the Rishonim for Rami Bar Chama? Which again, we'll have to get back to later on. But why taka? I can't, let's say, Ari owes a lot of money. I can grab debt collection for my friend as to the detriment of everyone else. But why can I pick up a metzia for my friend to the detriment of everyone else? Tosfos Shita is not the migu of Rava here. Not migu de zochi befoa. Migu de izochi. Because since I could have taken it for a metzia, anyone can take my. Since I could have taken it for myself, I can take it for my friend. That is Tosis's explanation of Rami Bar Chama. That any case I could have in a debt collection, I'm not a creditor. Couldn't have taken it myself. What I can do for myself, I can do for others. And which again, nothing to do with Rav, says what I actually take for myself. This just means I theoretically could have. So, and the other explanation of the Ramban is. What?
No, explains the migu of migu zachnei as a could have, would have, wanted to have.
In our sugya?
Is that
really?
But in our sugya, he says, oh, it's only if you would have.
Okay, what's the Ramban's explanation, Daf Yud?
It's what I have said. It's a
right, no one else is losing. In the case of debt collection, people are losing. They actually invested, they lent money, and they're not getting it back. Over here, they're not losing something, they're just not gaining something. If I pick up the metzia in the street, a $20 bill in the street, pick it up for my friend, no one else loses. They just don't gain, because the next guy might have picked up the $20 bill, but no one loses. That's not considered a chov to other people.
This is not like attacking the notion of like
Meaning the kids are what I'm trying to be kone for myself and for my friend, no?
No, no, that's rubber here. I'm talking about rubber macham. Okay.
Rabbi Rechavu
says, "My bia mitzil chaveru kana chaveru." He's not only talking about our sugi. So, man, in general, I can pick up if I see a $20 bill, see a 100 shekel bill in the street, I can pick it up for my friend, right? That's what Rabbi Rechavu says.
Yeah, I'm saying, but somebody argues on that.
Of course, that's machlokus in Daf Kesem of Days to Daf Yudam and Aleph, right? The
you're saying that arguing on the entire notion of Zachman and Tzolkhanov.
No, they're arguing in the notion of Zachman Lodz Lovafanov when someone else is losing out.
What would be a case when someone
else is not? You want to give Spiro a present, so I'm signing his behalf. No one's losing out. What do you mean? You only want to give it to him. No one's losing out.
Okay.
Right? That's classic case we use Zachman usually. Generally, we use Zachman when there's not Zachman. No one's losing out. You only want to give him a present. If I wouldn't be Zachman for him, you would wait till you saw him. So no one's losing out. Okay. But again, this is all this is just by way of having some basic havana of the fact that Rav Rachama is bringing in the sugya later on, which is a very, very fascinating and deep sugya. Again, in the sugya later on, there's one day that says, I can't pick up Matziah for my friend because that's acting on my friend's behalf where it's detrimental to others. And Rav Rachama says, and we pass that way, no, I can pick up Matziah for my friend. Either like the Ramban, because it's not detrimental to others, or like Tosos, because since I could do it for myself, I could do it for anyone. And according to Rav Rachama, of course two people can pick it up together. They can each pick it up for each other. They can certainly pick it up together. Okay, that's an angle we're going to leave now. We'll review all of this and much, much more when we get to the Tesim Beis. The mission of Daf Tes and Beis until the mission of Daf Yud and Aleph. We're not going to spend too much time on Rav Rachama here. we're going to spend time on specifically our sugya and on what Rava says here. So first, let's see the question. The Gemara starts with a problem, right? Rav Rachama says Zosomeris, but really there's a problem. What's the problem? The problem is the Isaf Kedaych Lekana Chaveiro Teyasa Zo Kemisha Menachas Al Gabi Karka Vazu Shemisha Menachas Al Gabi Karka Lo Yikno Zev Lo Zev. There's a fundamental problem with two people picking it up. The problem with two people picking it up is that neither of them has picked it up, right? Because if both of us pick up a talis, then I'm only partially picking it up. You're only partially picking it up. And that is a fundamental problem, which the solution of Rabbi Rachama is, that's okay, we can be shluchim of each other, and then we're all picking up the whole talis. But that's the fundamental problem. So first, let's start with the problem. The problem is Shem Menachas Al Gabi Karka Kamisha Al Gabi Karka, or something along those lines. Right? That neither of us is properly being Kone. Because what's the assumption? The true, valid assumption that if I want to pick something up, and if there is a talus, right? I want to pick something up. I pick up one end, the other end is algami karka. That is not a valid kinyan, right? That's garnish. So here, each one is only picking up one side. Picking up one side is garnish. So they have a fundamental problem. Now, even in, and the solution, there are two opinions in the solution, right? Rami Bar Chama says, Magbia Mitzia La Chaveiro, Kana Chaveiro, meaning that you can be a Shliach to pick up a Mitzia for someone else, in which case they're both picking up the whole Talus and Shalom Al Yisrael. And then Rava says, Amarava liola. Oh, sorry. Ella lav shemayim yivu l'zilah choyer kana chaver. Amarava liola meim lacham yivu l'zilah choyer lo kana chaver. V'hachem tam mikdash zochin nafshei zochin nami lechavrei. Rava says a different solution. Rava says migu dizochi befoal. Meaning, don't confuse Rava, of course, with Tosfos and Daf Yudam and Aleph. Means not that you could have been, that you're actually zochin for yourself. Migu dizochi l'nafshei, since you're actually Zocha half for yourself. You can be Zocha half for your friend. Okay, now let's try to analyze the problem. Let's try to analyze the solution. When it comes to the problem, before we get to the solution, what's the problem? Here we have a fundamental machlokas between the Ravid and a couple of other Rishonim.
Yeah. Sam was right, but some Rishonim say that the major here is that Mitoch Sherot Tziliskot.
Which Rishonim?
The Mechazin Rifa and the Tzorin. How many are in Ferris?
Hold it. Which is first?
Mechazin Rifa.
Which Dibur Masla? What?
Amar
Rava. Hashtag Rina Migo? That one?
I don't have it in front of me.
What? You don't have it in front of you?
We saw it inside. We saw it. You even used the three.
There's another Amar here. Alright, well, if you don't have it in front of you, then you'll have to show it to me later. Okay. Now, let's go back to the problem. Here we have a fundamental machlokas between the Ravid and a number of other Rishonim. What's the sheet of the Ravid? What's the sheet of the Ravid here? If we're picking it up so high that if you let go, it would still be three tefachim off the ground, then that's no problem. The only problem is if it would mamish be algamei karka. If you let go and it wouldn't be on the karka, it would still be in the air, that's fine. So if we're holding, you know, way up here like this and like this, that's fine. If you let go, it would still be above the karka. The only problem is, in a typical case, where, you know, it's a long thing, we're holding a taut from here to here. If one of you lets go, then it lands on the ground, or within three tefachim of the ground, which is the same thing. sorry. And then it's mamash al gabei karka. So the Ravid says that the problem is only if without your hand, it would be on the ground. Again, I'm not going to write this, but within three tefachim of the ground, counts as on the ground, you know, din lavud, etc., we know that. Right? That's the only problem. But if we're holding it high up, there's no problem at all. Meaning, and the other Rishonim say, right, who argue them specifically, the Rashba and the Tosos Rush, say no. In all cases, if it's also in your hand, it's a problem.
Sorry.
Now, the what's the assumption of the Ravid? According to the Ravid, what taka is the problem? What is the problem of Teyasuzuki Mishma Nachal Gabi Karka? It's a chisorin in the Maisa Hagbah. Right, what is the Ravid? Svaros. The Ravid says the problem is not your hand. The problem is the chisorin in the Maisa Hagbah. Problem is chisorin b'maisa Hagbah. What is the chisorin of Maisa Hagbah? That I haven't picked it up with my hand, right? Meaning it's only picked up because of your hand. My Maisa Hagbah was not a Maisa Hagbah, right? Let's get the example here, right? This is the ground. This is the talus. So, if I go like this, and the other guy goes like this, doesn't matter what order we do it. The mice, I haven't picked it up. Bahariah, look, I didn't pick it up far enough. I didn't do a mice agbah. If I did a mice agbah, then your hand doesn't bother me. If I did a mice agbah, then I did a mice agbah. So, obviously, you get half, I get half, but I did a mice agbah. The problem is chisar in the mice agbah, and it's only chisar in the mice agbah if I didn't pick it up three tefachim off the, I haven't picked it up, three tefachim, off the ground. Okay, so what are the Rashba and the Rush going to say back? where the Rashba, the Tosafot, Rashi is going to say back. So Take, he's right. The problem is, like, he started in the Maisa Hagba. I haven't really picked it up. Why? Because in just my hand, it would be on the ground, or within three tefachim on the ground. I haven't picked it up. But if I go like this, then it's fine. The Rashba and the Tosafot, the Rashi says, no, even if I'm like this, it's a problem. Why?
Because the Maisa, his hand is like it's on the ground.
Aha! Okay, that's what the Rashba says, right? The Rashba says back to the Ravid. Very good. Oh, we're going to have to get into big lumdus here. The Rashba says back to the Ravid. He says, he has some kashas, which are not the end of the world, but then he has the kashas misvara. First he says, Ein mechover! No, I don't think your pshat is right, which is that then why didn't they just say the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was three tefachim off the ground? That's not a strong kasha, because the Mishnah has an extra line they were dying from, and the extra line has to teach us a chiddush. Then he says, what do you mean? He says, Yad chavir kikarka domile. He says, what do you mean? Says the Rashba, right? The Rashba says, is a lack of Maisa Hagbah. But Yad Chaviro Kikarka Dummy. However high it is, done a Hagbah. He says, what do you mean? No matter how high it is, your hand is like the karka. What do you mean? The karka is dafka? I don't understand. Really? Like, the Ravid, let's say there's not the karka, there's a desk now. So the Ravid says, I'm Kona now, because it's three tefachim off the ground. Obviously, it's not enough for it to be three tefachim off the ground. It has to be three tefachim off whatever surface it might be on. That's pashat. Right? If you have a car, then you hold something and it's on the car. Obviously, it's not hagbah. It has to be three tefachim off the car. So here, what's the difference on the ground or in your hand? It's in the other guy's hand. And yad chavir, and now I haven't picked it up three tefachim out of your hand. So who cares how high it is off the ground? I haven't picked it up out of your hand. And that's also what the Tosos Rush says when he begins in his first objection to the Ravid. In his first objection to the Ravid, says the Tosos Rush. 1 second. He says Zel Loshen Tosos Rush, etc. Okay, actually, he says it a little. he says one formulation: "Tvisasul gabe chavir kemunachas al gabe karka." He says, "Look, that's also like the karka." He throws in that line, but I will come back to that in a second. Now, let's take this. can anyone think of a different reason you would have objected to the Ravid? The Ravid says, "If you're the chassan of the Maisa Hagbah, and here you have a good Maisa Hagbah." The Rashi says, no, you still don't have a good Hagbah because his hand is like the ground. So the Ravid says Yad Chavir is not like the ground, and the Rashi says Yad Chavir is like the ground. Can you ever think of a different way of rejecting the Ravid?
Because, exactly.
If you look in the Lashon Tosos Rush, what does he say? He says, Vadin no saying the Tfisas kol echa mevato kinyan chaveiro. You don't say it's as if he let it go and it's off the karka. The other guy wants to be kona chetzio bitfisaso. The other guy also wants to be kona tfisaso. The Tosus Rush adds a formulation. Says, no, maybe there's a more fundamental problem. The Thesis kol echa mevatel kinyan chaveiro, right? Keva adraba hari rotza liknos chetzi v'tfisasa. What's the adraba? Adraba is saying, number one, the Rosh was probably right. You know, lemaisa, why is his hand any different than the ground? What is adraba? Adraba is being most of something else. There's another more fundamental problem, right? Adraba, what does adraba mean? Number one, your svar is not good. Your svar is good, you think the maisa agba because off the ground? What do you mean? His hand is like the ground. But adraba, not only is your svar not good, your svar is backwards. Not only is his hand, you know, not helping you. If he also wants to be Kona, maybe there's a more fundamental problem. So, he says maybe there is a... I don't know which is more fundamental, but maybe, regardless of, maybe, the tfisa of someone else is automatically mevatel my hagba. Not just the tfisa of someone else, I would add the tfisa of someone else who wants to be kona, right? Meaning the tfisa of someone else who's innocently minding his own business, I don't know, but the tfisa of someone else who wants to be kona is mevatel my hagba, because what does Sam say? What's the point of hagba? So we don't fully know the point of hagba yet, but what the wise hagba kona seems to be, because I'm in control of it. If you assume hagba is kona, because I'm in control of it, then if two people are pulling at two sides, maybe that's automatically not a hagba for either one, no matter where it's considered off the ground. Because I'm not in control of something if someone's holding on to the other side. So maybe it's automatically, again, this is reading a little into the Tosfos Rosh when he adds his adraba, right? I'm reading the adding the adraba as the mosif, another objection. the tfisa of someone else automatically mato my hagba because it ruins my shlita. The whole point is that I'm taking over, I'm in charge of it. If someone else is pulling at the other side, then I'm not in charge of it anymore. And maybe fundamentally, two kinyanim are sosur each other.
The way he starts off is the first line he says is actually that one kin is about the other, and then he transitions into kumunav zagavi akarka. So it makes it sound like he's actually meshing those two reasons together, not like necessarily mutually exclusive. Meaning, I thought he was saying that once you hold that. If you assume, so you know these kinyanim are going to, so we can have, you know, multiple kinyanim or multiple bialas on this chaytas, and therefore by definition, if I'm trying to pick it up and he's trying to pick it up, so it's not.
He's saying
the
you're saying the same thing as the Rosh, but in different words.
Yeah.
Okay, you could say he's saying the same thing as the Rosh.
His first line is that it's not really better. And he said that's his strongest lashon of the Bittel over there, no?
We don't see it as if he let it go when it was off the ground. The Adra, so liknos chetzu v'tfisaso. Because he wants to get it, he doesn't want to let go of it, he actually wants to get something, right? Now, okay, it depends how much you want to be dyke of the Adraba, I admit. I'll bring one other smack for this, and then, you know, you could just read the Adraba as, come on, don't say it's as if the other fellow let go, because he really wants to hold it, and once it's not as if the other fellow let go, then you're back to the Rashba. I'm reading as Adraba, like, and Adraba, you actually have a time to the other way. But I hear you, Tyler.
Because I think in the world of the in the world of Rashba, you don't care about the das of the other person.
Clearly not.
Tosfos Rosh says that, like, and the other guy wants to be Conan as well, so...
Right, look at the Bolash Adraba, meaning it wasn't necessary, he could have done without it. Not clear. The Rashba is very, very clear what his objection to the Raifat is. The Tosfos Rosh, is he really adding another angle, is not as clear, I admit. that perhaps regardless of the mice hagbah, it's the competition that's the problem, not the lack of hagbah that's the problem. Meaning, what's the problem? Right? What's the problem? So here it's the lack of hagbah. The Rosh says, I admit it's a lack of hagbah, but I think there's a lack of hagbah, even if it's in the guy's hand. What I'm suggesting is that it's the contradictory hakbos that might be a problem, might even be an additional problem, because when two people are doing the same kinyan, each for themselves, even if each of them is only doing for half, lemaisa, they're each trying to do the same maisa kinyan. I'm trying to say I'm holding it, you're trying to say you're holding it. Lemaisa, neither of us are holding it, because neither of us has the kinyan. If the port of the kinyan hakbah is A, to have control over this object, then neither of us has control over this object. Okay, that might even be reading a little into the Tosfos Rosh. I will show you one more where Rav Gustman read this shita in a moment.
But I think also Tosfos Rosh says, like, it's just like Roche v'Maneg, where each person is doing procedurally or like physically, you know, a good proper kinyan, but they're both doing it one, you know, at the same time. So then one vatal the other.
Well, he's not saying Rokumani, he's saying Rokumani. He's saying Rokumatosimo Seira. So that really is just an exact parallel.
Can't you really define it clear between the Rosh and the... They're both saying it's a lack of control, but one's saying it's a lack of physical control, and the Rosh is it's a lack of legal control. And the difference being if someone's not a Bardas, they can't have legal control.
No, because the Rosh admits that someone's not a bar das would also root it as long as he's trying to be kohen. So I wouldn't go that far.
So what is the machlok between the Raivin and the Rosh?
Oh, I want to get okay. So you know what? I will. We'll leave this to Tzarek Iyo now. Right. Could be that's pshat. Could be that isn't shot. I'll just point out to you before I get back to Moshe's very interesting question. Rav Gustman wanted to be medayik. This he has a very nice short simon here, actually. The shortest one above Mitzia, probably. He wanted to be medayik this analysis and say there's a nafkamina for the machlokesin Rashi versus the Ritva later on in the sugya. Although one could question that as well. What's the machlokes later on in the sugya? At the very end of the Gemara says, how does he know, from what part of the Mishnah was Medayik that two people together are Kona? So first we're going to say, you Medayik from the part of the Mishnah, Shnayim Ofsa Metalis. Says, no, that's not saying two people were Kona together. Each one claimed they were Kona by themselves. And then they fight, and we have to split it. Says, what about Zelm or Kulish Lizzie Warren? You say, no, that was the two people claim they found it. Each guy claims I found it all, or each guy claims I bought it all. How about how you wrote Fidel Gabi Behema? How about how you wrote Fidel Gabi Behema? Maybe that proves. And Rashi says, comments very cryptically, you mentioning Seira of the Rochel Gav Behema. Rashi Yemitz Kidapricious. The same as we said earlier at the end of the fourth class line. Rashi says, how does the Diuk from Hayushnaim Rochvin go? Ah, Hayushnaim Rochvin, but if they're both Rochvin, they can't be Kona. So how does it work? It must be Magbi Matsila Chavero, Kana Chavero. Then the verse says, no, maybe that's Kamash Lom Rochav Kana, which is the whole next Sugya. Rashi seems to say, basically, the question here is, does the same problem apply to Shnayim Rochvin? So Rashi sounds like, yes. Why? It's one short Rashi, Kidapricious. What's Kidapricious? Just like by Shnayim Ochsen Batalis, we said, there's a problem, have they both be Kona? Must be you have to sound like Rabbi Bar Chama or like Rava. Likewise, by Shnayim Rochvin, there's a problem. How can they both be Kona? Must be you have to solve it like Rabbi Bar Chama. Sorry, or like Rava. The Ritva there disagrees. The Ritva says to Rashi, he's not the only one. I'm sorry. The Ritva says, the Avgav, the Hayleik Hagbah, he says, what could possibly be the problem of Shnayim Rochvin? That's not an Inyan Hagbah. There's no problem with Shnayim Ruchim. There's no having a problem with Shnayim Ruchim. Shnayim Ruchim, Shnayim Konim. They're each Ruchim half. What's the Baya? Says the raya from Ruchim is not there's a problem in Ruchim. There's no problem at all in Ruchim. It's obvious they can be called in Ruchim. There's no problem at all. The problem is a specific Hagbah problem. What does the Ritva say? Ritva says no. The problem only applies to Hagbah. There is no problem Shnayim Ruchim El Gabi Behema. The problem is the lack of Maisa Hagbah. The problem is the lack of the Hagbah. What does that have to do with Shnayim Ruchim and Behema? There's no problem with Shnayim Ruchim and Behema. Ah, so what's the Gemara trying to be a Raya? The Raya, the Gemara isn't. How do you read Shnayim Ruchim? Rashi says, there's a problem. The answer is Rami Bar Chama or Rava. The Ritva says no. The Ritva reads the Gemara and says, by the principle of parallelism, talis dumya dibehema, and therefore, shnayim shehegbihu talis kanu. The Ritva says they never tried to bring a raya from shnayim rofen al gabi behema that were kona. No. That's no having of a problem at all. The raya was if two people riding on a behemah are kona, since the mishnah has to be parallel, two people picking up a talus must be kona, right? The extra mishnah teaches us two people riding on a behemah are kona. Therefore, since the mishnah has to be parallel, two people picking up a talus, that's kona. The problem is two people picking up the talus. Meaning, what did the Ritva say?
The Ritva is not the only one. I think didn't the Tosos Rid say the same thing, Efshar? Yeah, the Tosos Rid said the... I'm sorry.
Said the same thing. What I'm claiming is that is Shnayim Rochim. Does Shnayim Rochim El Gabi Behema need a solution? So the Ritva and the Rid say no. Of course Shnayim Ruchim El Behema doesn't need a solution. Shnayim Ruchim El Behema is Pashut. The whole problem is a specific Hagbah problem. There's a specific problem with Hagbah, without answering Moshe's question yet, there is a specific problem with Hagbah that it wasn't picked up. It's still on the ground. According to the Raya, it's only on the ground. If he let it go, it would be on the ground. According to the Rashi, it's always on the ground because his hand is the ground. There's a specific Hagbah problem. There's no problem in Ruchim. Shnayim Ruchim doesn't need a solution. Shnayim Ruchim doesn't need Rami Bar Chama or Rava to help us out. It's obvious that Shnayim Ruchim works. So why did the Gemara try to bring a Raya for Shnayim Ruchim? The Gemara does not bring a Raya for Shnayim Ruchim. The Gemara is bringing a Raya that if Shnayim Ruchim are Kona B'yachad, then Talus must be parallel. And two people in a Talus must be Kona B'yachad. And therefore, the Raya is really from Talus. And therefore, no. And the Gemara never brought a Raya from Ruchim. It looked like it brought a Raya from Ruchim, but really, as the Ritva and the Rid say, Mi Yisur Kamashlan Dchi Hechi Dahasam Taraya Gru B'Yachad Talis Nami Taraya Gru B'Yachad. The Raya was just that from Ruchim we learned that two people pick up a Talis or Kona by the principle of parallelism. So the Ritva says there is no problem by Ruchim. The problem is specific to Talis. Rashi interprets differently. And Rashi says, nope, you have the same problem by Shnayim Ruchim. You have the same problem by Shnayim Ruchim. If two people sit on an animal, then what do you mean? Then neither one of them is doing a kinyan. How does it work? You have to solve it by saying, or by saying that migur zochel nafshi zochel nami l'chavrei. One second, Simcha. So now, Asher, you could say that what's the yisod of the machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva? The Ritva says Shnayim Ruchim is not controversial. It's not questionable in the first place. It's obvious Shnayim Ruchim works. There's nothing weak about Shnayim Ruchim. Rashi is saying no. Shnayim Ruchim also shouldn't work. You need magbim atzil l'chaver kana chaveru to solve the problem of Shnayim Ruchim. That's what means kedepricious, just like by Talis. It shouldn't work without Rami Bar Chama or Rava. Likewise, Rochvin shouldn't work. Why does Rashi think there's a common denominator between Rochvin and Talis? Why does he think there's a common denominator between Rochvin and Talis? So it could be, this is what Gusman said in the Kuntresay Shurim. Did I put that in the brackets, the Kuntresay Shurim? All right, it's a nice piece here. He says that, no, Rashi's like this other formulation. He's not Medayik from Tosfos Rush. He just says it. Rashi thinks the problem of our sugi is contradictory kinyanim. Contradictory kinyanim take away the aspect of control. And therefore, this is a general sugya about contradicting kinyanim. Contradicting kinyanim should be worthless, because if we're both fighting over control of something, neither one of us in control, and then the solution is, but we work on each other's behalf, either because my bimut silachayor kana chaveru, or because migru zachle nafshi zachinami le chavrei. So, after you can be medayik then, and the Tosfos Rush, that the problem in our sugya is contradicting kinyanim are mevatel each other. At least kinyanim that are based on taking control of something, such as rechiva, and such as hagba'a, are mevatel each other. And therefore, you have to solve by saying these are not contradictory kinyanim. These are complementary kinyanim, because each one is acting on the other one's behalf, and therefore it's no longer a contradiction. So, we could, even though I will take a step back from committing myself to the Tosfos Rush, Lemaisa, we could understand what's going on in our sugya. Basically, we could understand what the basic problem of our sugya that then you need to solve. Meaning, if not for the solution, right, if not for Rav Chaim and not for Rav, it wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? Maybe because contradictory kinyanim are automatically mevatel each other, because then it shows no one's in charge. And maybe that's why Rashi says the same problem you have by Hagba, you have by Rechiva. And maybe you can medayik that in the Tosfos Rush, when he says, Adrabah, the other guy's going against you. Or you could say, no, this is a very specific issue in Hagbah. Hagbah needs to be off the ground. Here it's not off the ground. The Ravid says it's not off the ground if it would fall on the ground. The Rosh says it's never off the ground because his hand is the ground. So you have perhaps two different ways of understanding what the problem is in our sugya. Contradictory kinyanim or lack of Hagbah. But yeah.
The other two different solutions. One of them has the word Hagbah, one of them doesn't. So is it possible that one of them is a local issue solving
Hagbah
problem,
the
other one could also relate to
Rokhvin? Hard for you to imagine, because if anything, Adrabah, when you look at the Svara. So, now, let's put this in a box. Right? Let's put this in a box. Moshe says, let's stick to Hagbah. Right? That's what Moshe said. Let's stick to Hagbah. I'm comfortable with Hagbah. The problem is the lack of Hagbah. Then we have two different formulations about the rules of Hagbah. Right? Ravid and Rashba. So let's assume the problem is the lack of Hagbah. But why do we have two different ideas about when there's a lack of Hagbah, when there isn't? Just to illustrate it very clearly, if here's the ground, here's one hand, here's another hand, and here is the talis. This is for sure not a Hagbah. Right? Because each one of it is not picking it up off the ground, right? It would be on the ground. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is, excuse my very rudimentary hands, assume these are hands. The machlokes is, you have this case, even if the guy let go, theoretically, it would still be off the ground, right? The Ravid says that's Hagbah. Ravid says this is a Hagbah. The Rashba and the Tosfos Rush says that it is not a Hagbah. Okay, Moshe asks, what are they arguing about? Right?
Yeah, I can say it better. Say that just like if in the case where the Ravid said it works, if the guy who's holding it removes his hand, it won't be off the floor. So to the guy where the Ravid says it doesn't work, if you like crumple it up and have it in his hand, theoretically,
no,
it
be down. Okay, but that's you doing more.
Okay, but that, okay, so that's the thing we have to
think
about. Like, what are you removing in the case
and then as a result, it will not be on the floor.
Okay. I'm not as convinced. Because you're saying if I did more of a Maisa, but I didn't. You're just saying if you ignore him. What's could be the machlok between the Rashba and the Raivid? So we're not 100% sure, but I saw, actually I found it also with Shemeshkap, but it's but in this a very nice sefer, I wanted to bring it in just because it's part of our heritage. The Kovetz Raivid and Bab Metzia with the Ha'aros of Limudei Nisan, or Nisim Alpert was one of the great Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Unfortunately, he died, not old, soon after his Rebbe. passed away soon after his Rebbe, and he was one of the great Rosh Yeshiva at YU back in the, 70s, 80s, etc. He is a parish of the Chumash Limudei Nisan, which we have in the self-based Medrash, and... some of us know Rabbi Avisha David. Rabbi Avisha David, I believe, had two Rabbi Movat. One was the Rav, and the other was Nissen Alpert. And he was a great Lamden. What he did was nowadays everyone publishes their Chidushim on everything. In those days, there was a lot more Tznius in the world. So he wasn't going to publish his Chidushim on Bava Metzia. He loved Bava Metzia. He wasn't going to publish the Chidushim on Bava Metzia, so he published the Raivid in Bava Metzia with footnotes. There's on many pages, depends on the page, some pages there's more Raivid than footnotes, most pages there's more footnotes than Raivid, and there is no Raivid in Bava Metzia. So he called the Kovetz a Raivid, he just collected, he liked the Raivid, he collected all the Raivids relevant to Bava Metzia. I mean, easy, you look in the Rishonim on the Daf, you find Raivids, you look in the Shidduch HaMetzis, you find Raivids, you look in other parallel sugyas in Shas, and you find if there's any Raivids there. He put them together, and he wrote very, very Lundish, footnotes explaining this. So yeah, it's a nice safer to look at just to know who Nissen Alpert was. He was one of the one of the great Magid Yashir back before my time, the generation before me in YU. I don't know if anyone happened to be in YU at the time when he was giving Shir. Okay. So so he's also Rabbi Far Rockaway, I think.
He didn't want to go leave Rav Moshe because he's afraid it would make him feel bad, and Rav Moshe made him go.
Okay. So anyway, he has a nice vart here where he deals with a big hakira that I want to get back to again in the Testament Aleph. But he says there's a fundamental hakira that we showed him, not to bring down on the course now, just sort of whet our appetite, about the nature of Kinyan Hagbah. Why does Kinyan Hagbah work? Why should Kinyan Hagbah work? So I lift something up. So what? What's so special at lifting something up?
I've moved it into my rishus, and I've taken it out of its previous.
Well, how have I moved it into my rishus?
My physical possession.
No, when I take it.
Right. What?
You cut it off.
So you could. I mean, this is going to be a big issue. For example, do I have to hold it to do Hagbah? What if I just cause it to move up? Right?
And you cut it.
So excellent. What?
And you cut it. Now it's the elephant.
okay. Although there's a machlok shon whether it works for a tefillin or not. So, how does Kinyan Hagbah work? So, the way he says, and the way Rav Shimon Shkop actually has the same exact analysis, I don't think you learned by Rav Shimon. So I don't think he got it from him, is what is special Kinyan Hagbah? Is it, it's fine saying Rosh Bailus, is it the lifting up that's important? You have caused it to go higher up? Or is it the fact that now, is it the, what do you call it, the mice of lifting it up? Or is it the totsah that now it's in your possession? So is it the mice of lifting it up, or the dotsah that's now it's in your possession? It's not where it used to be. Now it's in your rishus. So I think he wants to suggest that perhaps what is the yesod of the machlokes between them? The Raivid says that hagbah equals a mice of lifting. And what would he say? That, oh, sorry, here we are. The Raivid says hagbah equals Maisa Hagbah. It used to be low. Now it's high, right? It used to be on the ground. Now it's off the ground. So I did a Maisag Bah. It used to be on the ground. Now it's off the ground. Don't tell my friends it's higher than it was, right? It was on the ground. And now I've lifted it up and it is off the ground. So it was on the ground. Now it's off the ground. Oh, it's in my friend's head. It doesn't matter. It used to be on the ground. It's not on the ground anymore, right? It is three tfachim higher. It's three tfachim higher than it was, right? How do I know it's three tfachim higher than it was? How do I know I made it three tfachim higher than it was? Because if he let go, it would still be three tfachim off the ground. The Rashba says that Agbah equals a totsah. No, the kinyan Agbah is not that I've made it higher than it used to be. It's the totsah of of being in my rishos. So I used to be not in my rishos. Now, it used to be not in my rishos. Now it's in my rishos. It used to be not in my rishos. Now it's in my rishos. Now I've taken it out of everyone else's rishos. Right? It used to be on this ground. It used to be on the desk. Now it's totally only under my rishos. Now I brought it to myself. perhaps, I don't know, who is it that said? Maybe Sam said. Is it that I picked it up from where it was that I brought it into my rishos? Was that Ellie? The totsah of being in my rishos, and here, it's not in my rishos because it's in Yad Chaveiro. For the Raivid, the issue is I have to pick it high up. And here, I've picked it up. I've raised it three tfachim. I have to raise it. I've raised it three tfachim. How do I know I've raised it three tfachim? Look, I myself raised it three tfachim. The fact that you grabbed the other side doesn't matter. I raised it three tfachim. It's three tfachim off the ground now. It's raising. For the for the Rashba, sorry, it's not enough to raise something. To make it, it's not enough to raise something to be to make an Agbah. It needs to be in my power. It needs to be in my rishus. I need to have taken it from someone else's rishus and brought it into my rishus, not just done a mice of raising. For the right, some rishonim seem to say that Agbah is like the shicha. Okay, I moved it from one place to another. Taka, according to the right, but I moved it from one place to the other. What's the only case that's a problem? If I haven't moved it from one place to the other, it would still be touching the ground. For the Rashba, it's not enough to move it from one place to the other, to move it from one place to another. For the Raivid, for the Rashba, it needs to be Mogba Mikochi. It needs to be under my control. It needs to be where it is because I'm holding it there. It needs to be in my Rishos. Here, it's not in my Rishos. What do you mean? Yad Chaveiro. Karka dummy. You know, it's almost very similar to, you know, everyone knows if one end is on a pillar, I pick the other end up, so that doesn't help. But what if I pick something up and then one end is on the pillar? Right? So the Raivid would say, as long as it wouldn't hit the ground if it fell off, I picked it up. It's higher than it used to be. And the Rashba would say, no, it's not in my rishus yet. It's being held up by something else, not by me. So everyone agrees that Yad Chaveiro Karka dummy if it started off in Yad Chaveiro. That's Pashat. We're not discussing what started off in Yad Chaveiro. We're discussing what started off on the ground. The Raivid says, I've raised it higher than it used to be. That is a Maisa Hagbah. The Rashba would say, I might have raised it higher than it used to be, but I don't have the Totsah Hagbah, because right now, it's not. Right now, I'm not holding it off of, well, other Rishuyos, because it's still in my friend's hand.
To me, that's more of an explanation of the Tosfos Rosh, and that the Rosh was saying something that it's Kikarka.
Not the Rosh, it has nothing to do with being my friend's hand. It would be the same if it would be a pillar.
Right, but that's the point. I mean, it's not something about, like, you have to have it in your Roshos, you have to, like, have Shlita over it or something like that. Because if it's on a pillar, that you still have more of a right, you know, you're still taking hold of it. He doesn't have to say it's Kikarka. He should say that it's Yad Chaveiro, that's it. It's a Yad Chaveiro, and once you haven't taken it from Yad Chaveiro, it's not.
No, because even if it wouldn't be Yad Chaveiro,
that's what's important here.
I think they would have the same machlokas. What if something's on the ground What if I went like this? Right? So the right would say, I'm calling it. It's now, or like this, it's now three tefachim higher than it used to be. Right? He would say, I'm Kona. The Rosh would say, I'm not Kona. I haven't brought it into my Rishus. It's on the desk. He wants to say now, one could bring many, many other nafkaminas to this question, such as the whole question of the, what if I, the example I just used, what if I bring something up onto a desk instead of into the air? Maybe the Rosh would say that's good enough, because I've raised it up, and the Rosh would say it is, and the Rosh would say it is not good enough. This could also affect the issue, which Eli quotes more in Kedushin, but that's a little more complicated, and we'll get to enough tests in Aleph, of what if I just knock something up in the air without holding it at all? The Rosh would say, for sure, that's okay, I've raised it up. I've raised it up. The Rashba might say, no, what do you mean? It's not in my Rishus at all, so maybe that's not okay. And then you have to deal with the Gemara Kedushin that Eli brought up.
I think it's not so clear to say that Hakir is like Maisa versus Totsa, because you could probably mix and match where you think it's Maisa and Totsa, and like focus on more whether you need Shlita or like whether this qualifies as a good Maisa or not.
I don't think so, because the point is that compared to where it used to be, it's now higher. But right now, I'm not raising it because it's still in your hand.
So I'm saying, we're saying according to the rag, about the Maisa.
According to the rag, that I have raised it from where it was. So according to the Rashba, but it is not now raised because the other end's in your hand.
No, what I'm saying, right? What do you say according to the rag is that it's about the Maisa of it being raised and the Maisa it was raised? I hear the Rashba saying it's a thing in Shlita. I mean, that makes more sense.
Even And the right bit?
No, so the right bit says it's also a Totsa oriented Kenyan.
What do you mean? Right now it's not Mugba.
The other half is on your hand.
It was
at this point, and now it's at this point. I don't care if it's only in Lamaisa, it was raised.
No, but Totsa has to mean that it doesn't matter what used to be, it matters what is now. Right now, this is not Mugba. If you would just come into the room now, you would say he didn't do a Hagba.
Okay.
Because the other end is in someone's hand.
Right.
So therefore there's no Totsa.
Well, I was thinking if I gave it to him right now and I lifted it, but I gave it to him afterwards, it's also still in somebody's hand, nobody did Agba.
No, this is the famous machlokas in the task. Oh, this is the greatest nafkamina. Excellent question. Stick out your hand. Right? Good. How high is it off the ground? Yeah, high. I want to give him this pen. Did he just do a Hagba?
No.
Machlokas achronim. The task says no, the other achronim argue and say yes. I want to claim that's the machlokes between the Ravid and the Rashba here. The Taz and Hilchas Erevin says that's not a Hagba. All the other Achronim argue. Why? The Taz is Totsa, and now it's Mugba, right? The Taz says Maisa, he wasn't Magbia it. The other Achronim say, no, Totsa, it is Mugba. What do you mean? It's off the ground in his hand, right? It's not that he's holding it on the ground. He's holding it off the ground. Who cares how it got there? That is the opposite of what you're saying. So what we're saying is that if you look at Kenyan Hagba, boy, I'm running out of room here. If you look at Kenyan Hagba, is it a Maisa or a Totsa? You can illustrate this with the Machlokas Taz and other Achronim. Great. What if I put it in your hand, which is off the ground? Right? Maisa Machol Yom. Right? Maisa Machol Yom. Again, do we really care about Kenyanim in our normal Maisa Machol Yom? Not so much. I buy something at the store, I bought it at the store, no one's going to take it and went to Pesin. But let's say for Erevin, right? For Erev, you need to do a Kenyan, and for other areas of Halacha, right? So let's say Erev, right? I want to be Makta you the Erev. So is it enough for me to just put it in your Mugba hand and then take it back? Was that a Kenyan? The Taz says, no, it was not a Kenyan. This is the Taz. If I put it in your hand, which is held high, the Taz says he wasn't Kona because he didn't do a Maisa of raising it up. The other Achronim say, Kona, what do you mean? It's now Mugba in his hand, Bahabaya. Right? It is now raised off the ground in his hand. They just care. In the end, is it raised in your hand or not? It is.
Aren't you Conan by Oskarka? I mean, it's your hand is like your chutzim.
Aha, so now the, okay, so, the,
So let's do a little better. Give me your hand again. Like this. Here, you give it to me. Let's do even better. Just to remove all shushos, let's say I do it like this, right? Let's say where's my eraser? Right, just to get rid of that chakira, which we will have to come back to.
Does that get rid of it?
Let's say I hold it with my hand off the ground.
Does that get rid of it though? I mean, it's still like, it's in your chutz or something.
According to most achronim, it does. According to most achronim, it does. Rov achronim, it does.
If you throw something to someone on Shabbos, instead of the vine tech, whatever they would, and they catch it, sort of, they pluck it out.
That doesn't matter. That's a question of hanocha. That just needs a hanocha. That doesn't
matter. Much more from the one, the hand is considered a makom, not the how you're holding it, per se.
Okay, most achronim say not. Most achronim say that's not considered a yad. In any case, the Taz. Anyone have a Taz here? Have a Shulchan Aruch? The Taz says in Sun Shin Samach Vav, Sivkat and Vav, that you're not Kona. Right? What?
Should I get it?
No, that's okay. If anyone has a Bar Ilan, they can read it to me. The Taz says your mamash not Kona. Why are you not Kona? You didn't do a Maisa of raising it up.
That's what I mean.
You have Bar Ilan in your knapsack?
I just
Okay, the Taz says you're not Kona. And the Achronim have a problem with him. What's the story of the Taz? You didn't do a Maisa Hagbah. You didn't raise it higher than it used to be. And the Achronim say, who cares? Right now, it is Mugbah. Right now, it is in your hand off the ground. Right now, you are holding it off the ground. So I thought the reverse of that might be, this is what Rav Shimon Shkop and Rav Nissim Alpert want to say, that what about the case of Machlokes, Rashba, Viravid. What about the case of Shnayim, Shehidbiyu Mitzia, V'im Yaniach Ha'echad, Lo Yagia Lekarka? So I wanted to say that Ravid fits in with the Taz. The Ravid says, Kana. Because you did a Maisa Hagbah. You picked it up off the ground.
Shin Samach Vav.
Sifkat Vav, do you have it?
I have Sifkat, Shin Samach Vav, or?
Shin Samach Vav. Is there a Taz there in Shin Samach Vav?
Yeah, I have a Tziv Gimel, Halak Lechem, Mashkas of Asmad, Nefilo, Mimino, Gadol.
Hold on, are you an Or Chaim?
Oh, no.
Okay, that'll do it. Yeah, no, it's in Hilchos Eiruv. In Hilchos Eiruv. Hilchos Eiruv or Chayin Shem Sanach Vav.
Vav.
Now, do you have it?
Minakarka Teva. Vimin Ahivu Al Yidei Hatluya Ba'avir. Tzarech Shegi.
Vimin Nichol Yadu Hatluya Ba'avir. If someone put it in your hand, which is floating in the air. Not. If someone put it in your hand, which is in the air, yeah?
Tzarech Shegi Yadu Tefach.
You have to pick your hand up at Tefach. Okay, that's a different point. That's a new point. If someone put in your hand, which is in the air, not your hand on the ground. Obviously, if someone puts your hand on the ground, that doesn't help. If someone puts your hand in the air, you still have to pick it up a tefach. Now, what?
What's a tefach?
Oh, because it's machlok to shonam with our buzz. We talk on one tefach. Since the air is drabbanon, so if drabbanon lekula, we say a tefach. That's not a longness. That's a hakra. So, what is the Taz saying? Now, you have a kasha on the Taz. You say, forget about Kenyan Hagbah. Why don't you have a Kenyan Chatzar because it's in your hand? So, the answer to the Taz probably is that the Eruv can't be totally in your hand because it's very large. And anything that extends over the board, anything that's like this, is already not a Kenyan Yad. And therefore, you have to pick it up a Tefach. You could argue on that, but the Taz doesn't. Okay, so the Taz says you need a Maisa Hagbah, not a Totsas Hagbah. But the other Chatzar argue and say, I don't know, maybe if you look in the Shabur there, you can find him quoting the Achronim who argue, and say, no, it's enough to have a Tzotza of Hagbah. This, by the way, Maisim Chol Yom in weddings, right? Have you ever been you ever been the aide at a ksuba? Right? So the chassan gives you a pen. So what do you have to do, right? Here's my hand, the chassan gives me a pen. So is it already a Hagbah? So the Taz says, which is what people do at weddings, people want to yield to the Taz, right? Someone gives you the pen, you have to lift it up, right? to do a Maisa Hagbah. The other Rechonim say no. If someone gives you a pen, and your hand's not on the table, your hand's in the air, someone gives you a pen, what do you mean? They give you a pen and it's already Mugbah. What do you mean? Here's your hand, here's the ground, it's 3 Tefachim up. It's already Mugbah. So therefore you don't need to lift it up. Okay, why does everyone lift it up at the wedding? Because of the Taz, because they're being machmer for the Taz. Why you want to do things like Kuli Alma and a chasta? Isn't that the proper thing to do? We try to make sure that the wedding goes through according to all the mainstream deos. So, is there a mishabur the arugas on the Taz?
The Bi'ur Halacha says that I'm mishabur mashkas of Shema Taz. We have this Indin zarpasha b'chol gavna.
Okay, that says if it's all within your hand, fine.
Okay,
continue.
Okay,
yeah, things to see this.
Okay.
All right, Lo anyway, it's Machlok Zachron. This Taz. So I think the Ravid is going well for this Taz. It's all a Maisa. Did you raise it up? And here the Ravid says, you raised it up. It used to be on the ground, now it's not. The Rosh says, no, it doesn't matter if you raise it up. Now it's raised up in your hand. And the answer is, now it's not raised up in your hand, because it's not any higher than the other guy's hand. It's still half of it's resting on the other guy's hand. So the Rosh goes by what it is right now. Right now it's not Mugba. Part of it's in the other guy's hand. The Rosh says, no, we go by whether you did a Maisa. It used to be low, now it's high. That's considered a Maisa. So that might be the Yesod of the Machlokas between the Ravid and the Lulei Nisan doesn't bring in this Taz. That might be the Yesod of the Machlokas between the Ravid and the Rashba. So let's just summarize. what we said so far, we haven't gotten to the Shir yet.
Not anything about our case to the
board. Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Still disagreeing with this case.
He could. Yeah, theoretically he could, but I would be interested to see what he would say. Anyway, Kitzer, what have we seen so far in the pre-shir? We've seen there's a problem called We said maybe one less mainstream way to read the problem is that it's a problem like contradictory kinyonim, don't just split it half and half. Contradictory kinyonim and vatal each other. Why? Because if the whole point of certain kinyonim, I'm not talking about kinyon kesef and kinyon shtar, I'm talking about kinyana that have to do with your physical relationship with an object, is to show that you're in control, then if two people are doing it at the same time, neither is in control. And maybe that's what the Tosafot Rosh is adding by saying the other guy also wants it, so he's mevatel you. And maybe that's why Rashi says the same problem that applies to Agba applies to Rechiva. It's a general problem, contradictory kinyanim. Okay, this was a less mainstream shita. The mainstream shita is, it's a lack of Maisa Hagbah. It's a chisorin in the Maisa Hagbah. Then we just had a machlokes. When is it a chisorin in the Maisa Hagbah? In this case, it's for sure a chisorin in the Maisa Hagbah. In this case, is it also a chisorin in the Maisa Hagbah? Machlokes, Rashba, and Ravid. What's the chisorin of the machlokes in the Rashba and the Ravid? So one theory, which is given by Rabbi Alpert, and also in the Rav Shimon Shkop here, which I think I put in brackets, one theory is that they're arguing about the nature of Hagbah. Maybe that would tie into the question of this Taz. Is Hagbah, Bitzad, Maisa Hagbah, you raised it up, or that it is raised up in your hand? If it's that you raised it up, it's more similar to Mashicha, that you moved it, then the Rabbi makes sense. Taka, you moved it. He also moved it, but you moved it enough. Right? And then the Taz makes sense. The Adam have to pick up the pen. But if it's not a matter of that Mashicha, you moved it, it's closer, it's a variation of Kinyan Yad. It's that it is now held up by you, then the Taz is wrong. Once the guy gives me the pen, it's now held up by me. But on the other hand, the Rashba here is right. Now it's not held up by me anymore. Because right now, it's not held up by me, because the other half is in your hand, and I'm not holding it higher than all other surfaces, because your hand is also a surface.
We have to assume, even like within this shot of the Ravid, that like he understands like automatically, since I'm trying to be Kohen, he's trying to be Kohen, so then like our kinyanim stopped somewhere halfway. Meaning, even if the Rosh was not necessarily arguing per se in terms of that, like kinyanim are mevatel each other. Lamaita, at the end of the day, he's trying to be Kohen something, and I'm trying to be Kohen. So how are we both Kohen this object?
Ah, no problem. My POC and Kona Chavir are both Kona for each other.
No, but this is before.
We're not Kona. Oh, you mean in the case where it works?
Yeah.
No problem. I'm doing Agba, you're doing Agba, we're each doing a Hagba, so we split it. Ma'abaya. If we both do Agba, then we're both Kona. Why can't we both be Kona? He has no problem contradictory Kinyanim. If we're both Kona, we're both Kona. We know what? There is a rule. There's a rule in Halacha for two people are Kona. It's called Shutfas 50-50.
Right, okay,
right.
That's, we would
assume
that there was
yeah.
some type of automatic
shutfas
that was created.
No problem. Yeah. That doesn't bother me at all.
You say that Kuntin Tezer Rosh, the nature of Kuni is different from both of those opinions and is rather based on Das, the time.
No, I wouldn't say Das.
It's a disruption of the.
I wouldn't go quite that far. He says the Rosh and the other Kuni is Ma'akiv. It's ma'akid me because it ruins my, what we call haras bailus, right? My demonstration of control. I would say it's based on demonstration of control. What's based on demonstration of control? I don't think that necessarily tells you anything about this hakira. Okay, let's at least go a little further in the Gemara and see what Rav is trying to say. So we have a problem. Now we understand the problem a little. Might have to do with this fundamental hakira about kinyan hagbah. Then, or, unless you want to take my other way, if there's one less mainstream way of reading the problem, the mainstream way is a problem of Maisa Hagbah, but then gets into Hakira about what Hagbah is. Then we have Rav Rachama's solution, which we already mentioned briefly. Then we have Rav's solution. So, what is and what is his proof? Teida, how do I know Migu Zachinami Zachinami L'chavrei, even when normally it shouldn't work? Someone who sends the shliach to steal his potter, because of the principle of? Right? But shufan who steal our chayav, my taima. Right? Because the Rosh says, what shufan shugadav? One guy picked it up on behalf of both them, right? They're two partners in crime. One guy sits in the car, the other guy goes and steals the jewels. So he stole it for both of them, 50-50. Marmina Babakam and the Chayavim, we say they're Chayavim. Okay, Tosfos points out, they don't exactly say this case of Chayim. They say if one Shutaf shechts it on behalf of both of them, he's Chayav. Rashi Lechor assumes that, well, if one Shutaf shechts it on behalf of both of them, he's Chayav, then Mestama also, one guy stole it on behalf of both of them. So Rashi's adding a little assumption to Marmina Babakam. The Gemara Bar Kama just says there was shutfin and one of them shechted it on behalf of both. So Rashi assumes that min astam, one guy also stole it on behalf of both of them. Okay, that's Rashi. He is having an assumption. It doesn't say mefurish. It says shutfin who steal, and it says one guy shechted it for both of them. So Rashi just fills in the blanks and says that one guy stole it for both of them. So Rashi says, migib zogi nami lechavri. Okay, why should it be better if I'm zocher for myself? What does Rabbi say? Rub a solution. If I take half for myself, I can also be Zoka half for you. Meaning, normally, I can't pick up a Metzia for you. But if I'm doing half for me, I can do half for you. What's the Raya? I can't steal for you. But if I'm stealing half for me, I can also steal half for you. So, why? Why should Migu Zokanami, Zokanami, Zokanami make sense?
Well, not take the word from other people, but take it for himself.
If he could take it for himself. No, but even if Medbim and Tzia, I could take even if I'm taking only for you, I could have taken it for myself, right? If I pick up Metzia, there's a Metzia on the street, right? What's a Metzia on the street? 20 shekel bill on the street. I could take it for myself, I'm taking it for you, and Rabbi says that doesn't work, right? He's against Rabbi Machlam. Only if I do take it half for myself does it work for you.
Is it possible that he's actually quoted the whole thing and then he's, in a sense, but then he's been zakah half of it to somebody else as opposed to from the beginning?
So is it possible that he's Kona the whole thing and Mazaka half of it? So why can I be Kona no, the whole thing and be Mazaka all of it to someone else? So I think at least the Pashup shot in Moshe, the Migav Zachanam and Zachanam, the way Rashi makes it sound at least, I can be Zoka half for me and half for you. Migu
Zachi Lenafshe Zachi Nami Lechavre. So, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Echad Zoche Ba'ado Uve'ad Chaveiro.
Right? One guy can pick it up for two, for himself and for his friend. Why is this any better? Why is this any better?
So, L'chora, no one really talks about so much. They all talk about Tosos. But L'chora, the Svara is that I can't be Toface for Reuven to Shimon's detriment because...
And I'm not shayach, right? It's not my business. I can't be tofu to Reuven to make Shimon lose.
That tofu is a balcho. B'makom sheh chav l'chaveiro. But for Shutfus of himself and Reuven, right?
He's being told for Shutfus of himself. He's being told for him and Reuven together. He's not getting involved in someone else's business. That's just what he could have done. That's where we're coming. He's not getting involved in someone else's business. He's not preferring one guy over the other guy. Here he is himself involved. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself. He just has a partner. If he's doing it for himself, then...
Everyone agrees you can be tofes la'atzmo b'makom shechav la'achirim.
That's the whole point. That if a guy dies and he leaves his stuff in the street, then whoever grabs it wins. And it's chav la'achirim. Everyone, you pick up and see. Of course you can pick up and see for yourself. So the point is, this is considered tofes la'atzmo b'makom shechav la'achirim. Why is it considered tofes la'atzmo? Because he's a shutuf with his friend. Since he's a shutuf with his friend, he and his friend are joined together. That's the whole point of being Zoche. What does it mean being Zoche half and half? It means that you're together in this, right? It doesn't mean I get the right half, you get the left half. If I got the right half, you got the left half, maybe it wouldn't work, right? Look, Pashtus. Pashtus, it doesn't mean there's two pieces, I'm picking up one for me, one for you. I'm picking up for us together. When I'm picking up for us together, then I am Shayach Bekulo, a Shutuf, a Shayach to the whole Shutfus. Therefore, since I'm Shayach to the whole Shutfus, I'm picking up for myself. That's the Pashtus Shah in Rashi.
What is Tosos come? What is Tosos Machlokes?
Tosos says, the Shutfus Shigadim who perish by Kuntras, Shahotz the Daitel Das Chavir Pi Isu Baba Kavav, Ein Nira, the Hazma Tvichayu, Tvicha, Filo Ritzei Tvachli Chayu, the Darshina Taks the Rabbis HaShliach. Tosos has a technical problem first with Rashi. He says, the Gemara never says if one guy steals for both partners, he's Chayiv. The Gemara says one guy shechts for both of them, he's Chayiv. That's obvious because there's shlichus l'dvar avera, special gzeres kasa the shlichus l'dvar avera tficha for reasons we won't go into now. So Tosa says there's no mucker in Baba Kama that one guy can steal for both of them. Again, Rashi would say I admit no mucker in Baba Kama, but minastam that's what they meant because if they said shutfin shagandu and they said one guy shechts for both of them, then mistama one guy stole for both of them. So Rashi's saying mistama that's what they meant by shutfin shagandu. Tosos says, "Mistoma, that's not what they meant." El shut the shagun v'sheg biyu shnehem. What does Tosos say?
Tosos says, "Echad shagunav ba'ado uva'ad chaveiro." Does not work. That's not migu zochinav shizochinav v'chavre. But shnayim shagunvu v'heg biyu biyachad. That doesn't work.
That's kana. The ktsos attacks Tosos. What's the ktsos attack on Tosos? Maybe we'll end with that.
It still requires some either lava or lava because
exactly. The ktsos attacks Tosos mercilessly. He says, "What do you mean?" Even Shnayim Shehegbiyu only works, that's our Gemara, right? Because Migu Dezachi Lenafshe
Even Shnayin Sheik B only works as a Migu Zachin Nafshi Zachin Adel Chavi. That's exactly our Gemara, right? So, Ledaito Udas Chaviro should also work. If there's no rule of Migu Zachin Nafshi Zachin Adel Chavi, then if you can't be Zocha for yourself and your friend, then Shnayin Sheik B shouldn't work. That's our Gemara. Then you have the problem that each one is Munach Lehavei Karka. And if you say you can be Zocha for yourself and your friend, then just go on your own and be Zocha for yourself and your friend. And that's the Tosos problem with Tosos. Okay, we know a number of answers to the Tosos problem with Tosos, which is going to have to do with understanding exactly what this call means in the Gemara, but I see already that the hour is late because we got distracted a little, so we'll have to pick up with this, Amir Tzashem. We'll have to pick up with defending Tosos and understanding the rule of Migu Zachin Nafshi next time and go through the Shaka Tari tomorrow, and then maybe we'll see if we have time to go further. That is an excellent question.